Rummy, understanding the rules and starting a game. Rummy is a card game in which you try to improve the hand that you're originally dealt. You can do this whenever it's your turn to play, either by drawing cards from a pile or stock, or by picking up the card thrown away by your opponent and then discarding a card from your hand. You can play Rummy with two or more players. For six or more players, you need a second deck of cards. You'll also need a paper and pencil for scoring. The objective of Rummy. Your aim is to put, or meld, your cards into two types of combinations. The first type of combination is a letter run. Runs are consecutive sequences of three or more cards of the same suit. The second type of combination is called a set, or books. Sets are three or four cards of the same rank. If you are using two decks, a set may include two identical cards of the same rank and suit. In most Rummy games, unlike the majority of other card games, aces can be high or low, but not both. So, runs involving the ace must take the form ace, two, three. Or ace, king, queen. But not king, ace, two. The first person who manages to make their whole hand into combinations one way or another, with one card remaining to discard, wins the game. How to play Rummy. Follow the rules and instructions below to understand how to play Rummy from start to finish. Each player is dealt a certain number of cards from the deck. When playing Rummy with 2, 3, or 4 players, each player gets 10 cards. When playing with 5 players, each player gets 6 cards. With more than 5 players, you must use 2 decks of cards and a hand of 7 cards. The 2-player game can also be played with 7 cards each. Designate a scorer and a dealer at the start of the game. Then, the dealer deals out the hands and puts the undealt cards face down on the center of the table as the stock, placing the top card, turned upward, beside the stock as the first card of the discard pile. The player to the left of the dealer plays first. They can either pick up the card on the discard pile or the top card from the stock. If they can put some or all of their hand into combinations, they may do so. If not, they discard one card from their hand, face up onto the discard pile, and the turn of play moves to the next player. The next player can either pick up the last card the previous player discarded or the top card from the stock. They can then meld some or all of their cards down in combinations. The play continues clockwise around the table. When the stock runs out, shuffle the discard pile and set it up again. Other Rummy rules and tips. Now that you know the objective of the game and the basic instructions to play, here is a small list of additional Rummy rules and common tips to abide by. You cannot pick up the top discard and then throw the card back onto the pile. If you pick up two cards from the stock by accident and see either of them, you must put the bottom card back, which gives the next player an additional option. They can look at the returned card and take it if they want it. If they don't want it, they put it back into the middle of the stock and continue with their turn by taking the next card from the stock. When you pick up a card from the stock that you don't want, don't throw it away immediately. Put the card into your hand and then extract it. No player, regardless of skill level, needs to give gratuitous information away. Rummying with wild cards. You can play Rummy with wild cards by adding jokers to the deck, or you can make the twos or some other number wild. You can substitute the card represented by a wild card when it is your turn to play. So, if a combination including a joker, standing in for the king of clubs is put on the table, the next player can put in the king of clubs and pick up the joker for use elsewhere. If you put down two eights and a joker, you do not have to announce which eight the joker represents, but with a run, such as 5, 6, joker, the assumption is that the joker represents the seven. When playing with wild cards, you may not want to put combinations containing wild cards down immediately. You don't want to give another player the use of a wild card by way of the substitution. Of course, if you feel obliged to put down the set or run, try to ensure that the card your wild card replaces has already been played in some other set or run. Once you've mastered the game of Rummy, you might want to try the slightly more interesting and challenging Gin Rummy. About this article. This article is from the book Card Games for Dummies. About the book author, Barry Regal is an internationally recognized bridge player who has won countless competitions. They include the North American Bridge Championships as well as the Camrose Trophy Home International Series, which he has won 5 times. Barry is also the author of the previous editions of Card Games for Dummies. This article can be found in the category General Card Games.